Thank you very much, President Wenthe, and thank you especially for your generous hospitality and welcome to this campus. President Wenthe, members of the faculty, Board of Regents, graduates and their spouses, sons and daughters, parents and grandparents of graduates, distinguished guests, beloved friends, I am honored to be with you as you graduate tonight. You graduates begin tonight as active and proud alumni of Concordia Theological Seminary. And as Director of Pastoral Education and a staff member of the Board for Higher Education of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I personally commend President Wenthe and the faculty and the staff at Concordia Theological Seminary for the excellent fulfillment of its mission to prepare pastors for the congregations and missions of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Would you join me in saying thank you to them and commend them for accomplishing this mission? This seminary offers an understanding of the Christian faith, which is Christ-centered, biblically based, confessionally Lutheran, and evangelically active. Now, when you look in the program, this is the graduation address. Yes, I know how you feel already and what some of you are thinking. I've been to more than 25 of these, I'm sure, in my lifetime. Now, if you came tonight to hear a sermon, you missed it. The sermon was delivered this morning at the baccalaureate service. So for those of you who are initiated in the preaching art, don't be looking for Gold Malady Means or the loop or some other device. You won't hear it. This is not a sermon. But if this were a sermon, it would be preached in the context of the ascension of our Lord, who now is ever and everywhere present and governs and protects his church on earth, whom we will one day see as he is. And the text would be, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Now, if you came looking tonight for a theological lecture, you missed it. Lectures are over, temporarily. I understand they start already on the 31st, a holiday. But the lecture rooms are empty. This is graduation, not a lecture. If this were a lecture, however, it would be entitled, Guard the Truth and Give It Out, a soteriological examination of the gospel revealed in his incarnation and in his atonement. Now, actually, I'd be more comfortable if, in fact, this were a sermon, having been a parish pastor for over 20 years, or a lecture, serving as a professor for over 20 years. But it is an address, and therefore I'm addressing you on what I believe is the single most important charge for a servant, a pastor. But before I announce the charge to graduates, actually to all of us, I want to comment on the president's choice of a commencement speaker. Perhaps you thought, President Bush is going to speak at some Concordia. Is this the one? Well, obviously, I'm not President Bush. He spoke at Concordia University Mequon. The first thought I had when President Wente invited me was, I guess they've loosened up the rules lately to include people like me. Just kidding. Oh, and for your graduates, I read announcements coming from this institution every day. And I saw in there 3 days running this directive: dark pants, dark shoes, dark socks. Let's do a dark sock check right now on your neighbor. On your neighbor, and if you detect an offense, would you please raise your hand? At any rate, I promise you, my address will not be painfully long nor inappropriate. The big moment tonight, after all, is graduates walking up to receive diplomas and shaking hands with President Wente, Bill Weinreich, et al. And for the parents and the friends here, that's what they came to see. Those precious seconds. To be sure, I'm thankful for the invitation, and it's a big thrill. I could tell you a number of stories about when I went to school here. However, I don't think that would be very edifying. I do know that the campus was very beautiful then, and it is just as beautiful today. A Saarinen treasure for the church. I remember majestic worship, excellent education, very late nights at a local dive, getting ready for advanced Hebrew class the next day. Those were the days. Coke was a dime, boys were boys, and I was a farm boy from Missouri who wanted to be a pastor. And my pastor ministry also connected with this institution, serving as a vicarage supervisor, and in the late 70s presented the effective ministry certificate. So graduates, this seminary has prepared you for the pastoral ministry. Our beloved synod is able to carry on because of the contributions of this seminary. More than 5,000 have graduated. Actually, since 1929, 5,287. And more than 2,600 today are serving in the church. If you want the exact number, it's 2,692 as of yesterday, who are still serving actively in the ministry in our church. Oh, the joy of serving the Lord in the pastoral office. As you may know, Concordia Theological Seminary is known around the globe for its theological education. You receive here what our church believes is necessary for a good pastoral education. And what is that, you ask? Well, let me run quickly through some of the most significant ingredients. You are academically ready, and you were guided to integrate your scripture and confessional theology with compassionate pastoral practice. Next, while you were here, you grew spiritually, and you eagerly desire to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And you are prepared to transmit Lutheran theology to the next generation and to see the theological task in its international perspective. And you have been shown flexible and adaptable approaches to extend the mission of the Lord's Church in the culture and context of today's world. And you are made ready to contribute to the vitality of Lutheran identity in the congregations of our church and within the community of faith to live in a spirit of trust with others. And finally, you came to know your responsibility to motivate and stimulate, prepare and engage the baptized in their lives of service and vocation, and to effectively serve in the place where you are put by God. These mark excellence in pastoral education. I believe you are prepared to commence. You've been here long enough. May God help you to be faithful. Now, my single charge is the same as Paul's to Timothy. Guard, in the sense of preserve and keep. Guard the truth and give it out. I'm challenging you to guard the truth and give it out. The truth that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. In the midst of this world of terror, violence, death, and destruction, bombings in numerous nations, brutality and cruelty in Iraq, God is putting you, theminos, aorist participle, middle. God is putting you, thus a divine middle, putting you in place to proclaim the truth that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That gospel is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. You know, people are becoming more interested to examine life today. Have you read about the Socrates cafes that are springing up, where people are beginning to ask questions about life and the meaning of life? There's a new Bible out for teenagers that has alongside of it a complete New Testament with some, quote, tips for living or whatever it might be. But people are more open to hearing. And then look at the universally and totally unexpected success of the movie The Passion of the Christ. The cultural elite, the media experts, the secularists, populace, all are puzzled. They thought they had things figured out, how to make the world better. They threw God and his message in the dumpster. Science, technology, and economics were their hope. And now they're confused. It hasn't worked out as they thought. My friends, this is an incredible moment, a moment for truth, to proclaim God's truth and to make a clear confession of Jesus Christ. This is time for the Lutheran Church boldly and clearly to announce and declare what it means to be Lutheran for the sake of the truth of God's Word. You graduates know and have studied what Paul wrote to Timothy for his ministry. Christ came to save sinners. This is the sure Word of God, and we rejoice in its truth. This is the sure Word of God. It saves us. You received mercy. No one can say that they received God's grace because of their merits. Grace has come to us through mercy. We crucified Christ with our sin. The scandal of the cross is precisely that it undermines our self-righteousness and deprives us of all grounds for boasting. We are brought to the ultimate humiliation of being declared bankrupt and stripped naked. Yet, We receive rich grace. And what is that grace? It is sheer and abundant pardon, overflowing forgiveness. It is gift. This gift of grace comes to us in such a way that faith and love are joined to it. And God's grace makes you his man so that you can be a beloved servant, washing the feet of those whom you serve. Love your people. The first person I met from the parish I was called to serve introduced himself, took a hold of my left hand, and looking into my eyes said, "We need someone to love us." I'm asking you to think in terms of going broke in serving humbly. Serve with a basin and towel. Stoop to wash feet. Be among us as one who serves. You are a saved sinner put into service. Christ came to save sinners. This is reminiscent of Christ's own words in Luke to Zacchaeus, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That's the true word. We are passionate about giving out, and we give it out with compassion. We're Lutherans. Carry the catechism. Carry the small catechism with you. Help the people learn it. Then you can move to the large catechism, to the Augsburg Confession. Help them learn it. As a fellow Lutheran recently wrote, it matters. It makes a difference. Why? Because the gospel matters. That's what being a Lutheran is all about, the gospel. Christ came to save sinners. Christ revealed in Holy Scriptures. Christ Jesus, true God of God and light of light, came into this world, born of the Virgin Mary, to live perfectly according to God's holy law, and then to suffer and die as the atoning sacrifice for our sins and the sins of the whole world, rising as the victor over our old evil foe. His perfect righteousness, innocence, and holiness are imputed to you and me by God as a free gift, by grace through faith, which is itself a gift given and sustained through those means instituted by Christ himself, the Word and sacraments. By his forgiving and life-giving presence among us, through his Word and sacraments, our Lord is with us until the end of the ages. Guard this truth and give it out. Don't let it end with this generation. No, by God's grace. No. So many people are lost and searching. Offer what the world really needs, what we need, the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ, who came to save us. He said, "I am the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me." And he promises, "My presence, literally my face, will go with you." Lord, help us ever to retain the catechism's doctrine plain, as Luther taught the word of truth in simple style to tender youth. Help us thy holy law to learn, to mourn our sin, and from it turn in faith to thee and to thy Son and Holy Spirit through 3 and 1. Hear us, dear Father, when we pray for needed help from day to day, that as thy children we may live whom thou in baptism didst receive. Lord, when we fall and our sin doth stain, absolve and lift us up again, and through the sacrament increase our faith till we depart in peace. Amen. Thank you. The Lord be with you.